Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra, you fools. I am Jason, the superior Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
But you already know that because you're adults and you've been listening to Geek History Lesson Extra. You're adults. Ashley is making a very disgusted face for some reason.
We were going to talk about our also-rans because you already listened to our best spider characters. I have a list from Den of Geek of other spider characters with spider powers, and there is this horrific 90s monstrosity that is this jacked up dude with like a Spider-Man t-shirt and jean booty shorts, and but his face is like the face of a spider, like with the eight eyes and the fangs, and then he, in addition to his human arms, he has like spider arms that are also crawling out of his back, and he's called Spider X?
I have no idea what that is.
First appearance, Midnight Suns Unlimited, 9 number 3. I'm going to turn it around. It is
I don't need to see it.
He's truly horrifying.
So he's a weird Ghost Rider mystical character.
I guess.
All right, so we're talking about basically alternate spider characters that did not make it onto our list.
Yes. Mayday and Ben Reilly were my 6 and 7.
Why? Why didn't they make it into your main list?
Because Mayday, for the main reason that I did not put Peter Porker higher on my list, Mayday's solo series hasn't aged well.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's very late 90s.
It is very that. They also draw her with big floppy boobies and booty shorts and that sort of problematic house style that Marvel and DC had at the end of the 90s and mm-hmm. the aughts. And so reading it for me is an uncomfortable experience, even though I love the idea of the character. And I think she's been a little mistreated, so I didn't feel great about putting her higher up on my list. And Ben Reilly's just a character that I've not read much of, so I didn't feel comfortable speaking to him, having placed him on my list.
Please send your Ben Reilly hate tweets to @AshleyVRobinson.
I like Ben Reilly just fine. I just don't know.
I will die
that
if
much
he's,
about
if
him.
He's into the Spider Verse. At the Scarlet's, there's
no. I, there should be a scene where they dye
spider.
Where they dye Peter's hair to like hide his identity, and then Miles should be like, "You need a code name.
Yeah, hoodie. Yep.
Yeah."
I could see them sneaking Scarlet Spider in there.
Maybe.
Into that movie.
Who were some of the other characters that you considered?
The one that almost made it into my list, he's only been in 2 issues ever. He was not into Spider-Verse in the Spider-Verse event, but he is kind of the singular character. It's him and another character that represent this giant crossover that is well remembered. And that is Pete Ross, the Spider Boy from the Amalgam crossover. He's the DC hybrid, of course, of Spider-Man and Superboy.
He looks great.
He has an amazing design because it's the spider symbol in his thing in the Superman shield. His webs come from a gun. He has a leather jacket. I still see people cosplay Spider-Boy from Amalgam. Mm-hmm. It's still every convention when I think I'm not going to see. I've seen him every year. There's not been a year where I haven't seen him. And to me, that tells me that there's something about Spider-Boy that transcends. And I almost would agree that he is one of the best characters of the entire Amalgam event. So, like, I wanted to put him on there because of the idea of that he has been, for only 2 issues, he's been pretty transcendent.
Mm-hmm.
I came close to putting Spider-Man UK on there.
He's got a good look.
I like his look. I also like that he's a little bit more serious because he's Billy Braddock. You know, he's from the United Kingdom. And also, he's the leader of the Web Warriors from that series we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one I also almost put on there was Man Spider. Now, not the Man Spider that you know. I'm talking about the Man Spider from the Marvel series, the X-Men series, Mutant X, where Havoc went to the alternate timeline. Spider-Man in that universe had 6 arms. They were all clothed arms, but he called himself Man Spider. And is the idea that when Peter Parker got those extra arms, he never figured out a way to get rid of them mm-hmm. in that universe. So, but why he called himself Man Spider, I don't know. But
there are some truly horrifying spiders on this
Ashley
list.
By the way, is just looking at a screen, a computer screen that I cannot see, and it's just like scowling.
Well, there's some really gross There's some really... Let me read them off to you, okay? And you tell me...
I don't know what list you're looking at.
Hang on, I'll go back to the top. This is Den of Geeks, Spider-Man, The Many Spider-Men of the Spider-Verse by Mark Buxton.
By Menon.
Some of them are Kang's Spider-Man Robot is one of them.
All right.
Spidey-Man, who's a Stan Lee character. Okay, Spider-X is the really creepy one. Ultimate Spider-Man. Okay, have you ever heard of Medieval Spidey?
Is that the one from 1602?
No. First appearance, Avatar's Covenant of the Shield, number 1, 2011.
I don't know what that is.
It's like a Game of Thrones Earth, and he's wearing like an executioner headdress. House of M Spider-Man. Spider-Man Reign.
House of M Spider-Man. Let's talk about House of M Spider-Man, because you like House of M Spider-Man.
Let's talk about Spider-Monkey.
No. Let's not talk about Spider-Monkey. I don't like Spider-Monkey. I don't like any of the animal Spideys with the exception of Peter Parker.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk about House of M, because you like House of M Spider-Man.
I do like House of M.
Why?
Because Peter's the one who figures it out.
Well, no, but in that universe, isn't Spider-Man the biggest celebrity?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
And
he's with Gwen.
Yeah, and everything is good.
Mm, I don't like that. That's one of the few Spider-Man costume designs I don't like.
I think costume is fine. I like that he is the first one to figure it out because, to me, he has the most to lose.
Mm-hmm. Isn't he bald in that one, too?
No.
I'm pretty certain he's bald.
No. You're wrong.
Am I?
Oh, no, he is bald. It's like, I don't think so.
I knew it.
Sorry, I'm trying to read at the same time. It's really difficult. Apparently, it heavily informs Sam Raimi's Spider-Man, according to this
article.
What,
House of M?
According to this article.
The hell it does. House of M happened after Sam Raimi's Spider-Man.
Well, that's what it's saying.
This comic book series from 2010 inspired this movie that was released in 2001.
Have you ever heard of Spider? He's a robot. Oh, yeah, he's an Edge of Spider-Verse. He's the spider robot. It's SP-DR.
Yes, so in the most recent...
He's the Japanese... Oh, Penny Parker. That's the girl from the movie. Oh,
in the most recent version of the Marvel Legends Spider-Man line, he's the Build-A-Figure. Is that spider robot?
He looks really cool and he has really creepy fingers. How about Spider-Punk?
I don't like Spider-Punk.
Why not, Jason?
I like the design of Spider-Punk, but I don't really like him as a character. He was fine in that first issue that he showed up in, and you know, but that was about it.
How about the Renew Your Vows Spider-Man?
He's interesting, but you have to have him as a whole team. I don't like that they aged up Anna.
I don't
Anna.
Either.
Because I liked it when they first had it, and Anna was like
she also has very big boobies in this picture.
She was like 8 or 10, right? And then they.
I mean, in the first miniseries, she's a baby wearing a Daredevil onesie.
Oh no! But when they get to the regular series, they age her up mm-hmm. to like where she's like 8 or 10,
yeah,
and
yeah.
then they age her up again to where she's. In Spider-Geddon, she's like 18, and I don't like that.
Do you know who Gary Drew is?
Well, since you can't say the name, I know. I don't know.
G-E-R-R-Y?
Nope.
He's a character who appeared in Spider-Girl. I remember this character. He is Jessica Drew's son.
Oh.
And he's dying of like a rare blood disease, so I guess leukemia.
Sure.
And he has spider powers, so he decides like if he's going to die, then he's going to spend... the rest of his time
spiders.
Fighting, and he's trained by Daredevil, and he kind of takes on Mayday because he's like, you're not the real Spider-Man, I'm Spider-Man, and she's like, I'm Spider-Girl, you fucking idiot.
You know another Spider-Man that I like, I don't know if I said this, was Spider-Man India.
I was going to come to, he's on my list.
Because he's a good design. He has a great design.
With his Aladdin pants?
He's like a Patrir.
Well, hang on.
I can't
I'll
say
find
his name.
It. How yeah. about Zombie Spider-Man?
I don't like Zombie Spider-Man. I like the zombie universe.
Yeah, here's Man Spider, and he's got all of his gross arms in a costume.
Man
How about Powerless Peter from Powerless number 1?
I don't know what that means.
So there's a story called Powerless, and it's all the heroes, but they don't have powers. So
okay.
It's just Peter Parker.
Nope. Don't know that.
So Spider-Man 1602 is the yep. one that you alluded to earlier. Spider-Man 29. Where's Spider-Man India? Do you know who Spider-Man 2211 is?
No.
He kind of looks like he's got six arms and he's got a weird dumb helmet. Him and Miguel, apparently his name is Max Born. They went to this other universe and fought him. Weird. Okay. Spider-Man India. His name is Paviter.
I think it's Paviter.
Prabhakar.
Oops, sorry,
I'm
everybody.
So sorry to all of our Indian listeners or people who are more familiar
you know,
with those.
The other one, Spider-Man, that I almost consider putting on my list is the Japanese Spider-Man, the one who has the giant Power Ranger Zord. The guy who was the star of the 1960s Spider-Man live-action TV show.
Uh-huh.
I almost considered putting him on there. Because in both Spider-Verse events, Spider-Geddon and Spider-Verse, mm-hmm. he is a big deal, and he's a game changer.
What about Mac Gargan when he was Spider-Man in Dark Avengers?
He wasn't technically Spider-Man. He was Venom, so I don't count that.
Do you know who Spider-Doppelganger is from Infinity War number one?
Nope.
He looks like Spider-Man, but he's got more teeth. Nope. Blood Spider, Webman.
Who's Webman?
Webman, first appearance, Spidey, Super Stories 25, 1977. Before the Scarlet Spider, before the Clone Saga, there was Webman, a villainous clone who wore an awesome inverse of the classic Spider-Man costume. Webman's only appearance was in the Electric Company's Spidey Super Story comics for young readers.
Oh, cool.
Turkish Spider-Man.
Don't know who that is.
Apparently, it's a TV show. And he says, adios, muchacho.
Oh, yes. Yes, he does. I know Turkish Spider-Man.
Miles Morales, Electric Company Spider-Man, Japanese Spider-Man, Ben Reilly, Spider-Boy.
All right. I think that's good.
Oh, Kane. I was surprised you didn't mention Kane.
Kane. Well, Kane.
Kane got a good costume.
Yes. And he's also the second Scarlet Spider. Kane, for me, is not as important as Ben Reilly, because for a long time, Kane was this mutated freak who didn't have a face,
uh-huh.
and he was all black, and they didn't until recently make him the Scarlet Spider. So that's why I don't count him as an alternate Spider-Man. So, but yes, his Scarlet Spider costume is badass.
There you go.
Every Scarlet Spider has a good costume.
Ditko does good work.
Ditko had nothing spiders to do with the Scarlet Spiders.
Side.
I think we're good looking through this list that none of us can see. I think let's move on from this. Ashley, any surprises from my list? Any surprises from your list? Any people you're surprised that I didn't include or that I did?
I was surprised Miles wasn't your number one. And I was surprised that made a major list.
Okay, why?
I just didn't think you liked her that much.
I do.
Mayday is a fine character. I like Mayday, but I didn't know that you had that much affinity for her that you would have put her on your list. Mm-hmm. I kind of thought you might have put Spinnerette on your list.
No, God, no. I never even entered my mind.
But that's the Mary Jane version.
Yeah, but she's only an alternate spider because he has this device that gives her powers, which I don't like.
Okay.
I don't think that, to me, does not make her a spider character.
I just know there's parts of that storyline that involve her that you enjoy.
I do like that storyline.
So
that's
all.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
Cool.
I think we've spidered this to death. Spider death.
I'm going to put a link to this article in the show notes so that people who listen can watch along in horror with
me.
Yeah,
please do, because please get to look at this list. Yeah, for most of it, I was just like, I don't know who that is. Okay, cool. I bet I would have known who some of them if I saw the pictures, but whatever.
I could have turned the computer off.
Nah, we don't have the money for that. All right.
That's why we're here on Patreon.
All right, thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much for listening. Stay web safe, my warriors. I am Jason. I'm Bit of Baca Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robbins.
Thanks for listening.